Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Proverbs 31 Women. It's your girl Kayla, and we are about to get into the word today. So, I wanted to talk about gratitude, and I think that is something that God is teaching me in this season of my life, and just staying grateful even when things seem, I guess, the same, or I'm doing the same tasks every day, just to find little things that God does to remind me that, you know, there's beauty even in, you know, the simplest of things. And so I wanted to talk about Psalms. Now, I personally, this is my favorite book of the Bible, and it has provided me so much comfort. I believe that the Holy Spirit has illuminated scriptures to me that have really comforted me and that I would love to share with you. So Psalm 61 verse 4 and 8 are going to be our text for today, as well as Psalms 56 verse 8. Now, I want you guys to take out your Bibles, and if you can, go to the Passion Translation. That's what I'm going to be referring to today. And before I start reading, I just want us to jump into prayer. Lord, I just thank you for this beautiful individual that is listening to this podcast right now. I pray that they would know that they are so loved, that you have a divine purpose and a reason for them. And I just pray that after listening to this podcast, that they would be encouraged to look for ways to be grateful to you, to want to love and honor you with all that they are. And I pray that this word would land on good ground, and that you would just reveal yourself to them more each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Psalm 61 verse 4 says, "Keep me in this glory. Let me live continually under your splendor, splendor shadow, okay? Hiding my life in you forever." Okay, so I want to start off with that verse because I believe that the more that we spend time with God, the more that we become grateful, the more that we have fulfillment, the more that we spend time with him results in purpose, results in clarity. And Psalms verse 4 is kind of like the cause. Now, you're probably like, Kayla, what are you talking about, the cause? We're going to tie verse 8 into the effect. So it says, "And my praises will fill the heavens forever, fulfilling my vow to make every day a love gift to you." Okay, now what's the effect? So my praises will fill the heavens. Okay, praises, your praises are the effect of spending time in God's shadow forever. Another effect is making every day a love gift to God. Okay, now your time out. You're probably like, Kayla, I'm confused. Cause and effect. I haven't heard that since like second grade. I need a little clarification. I got you, girl. And guy, whoever's listening to this. So as I said earlier, spending time in God's presence results in praise and, I guess, fulfillment. And these two verses are connected because David is expressing how just continually spending time with God results in just being eternally grateful, praising him forever. And when he says fulfilling my vow is being devoted to God, once you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have a vow to him. You promise to be his ambassador, to serve him, to love others, to be devoted to him, and to devote every day as a act of worship to God. And I've come to realize that the more I spend time with God, the Holy Spirit illuminates things to me that I didn't see before. So in the midst of my busy days, there's moments that God reminds me of the why. So, for example, I used to work at a nursing home, and I think I talked about this in another episode, but I would just be folding silverware at, this would be like towards the end of my day. And so it's kind of like a monotonous task, like there's not really thinking that goes along with it. And so I would just think about God, and I'd just be like, God, like, I'm so grateful that I have this job. I'm so grateful that I get to serve these residents, and just to love on them, because maybe, you know, they don't have family members that live close that they can be able to visit them, but I'm able to be a loving, person that they can see. So, it could be something like as small as that, or it could be just on your way to class, like you're walking the hallway and you're just like, Lord, thank you that I'm able to go to school. Thank you that I have the freedom to go to school and that my education is free. For those of you that are in high school, middle school, when you get to college, it's a little different. You gotta pay. But I mean, if you get a scholarship, God, I'm not gonna limit God. God can make college free. He will provide a way. He will provide the right scholarships. I've seen it time and time again. Sorry, that was a little tangent. Anyways, it could be little things like that, that God will just remind you, like, I want you to be present with me. I want you to live in my shadow forever. And I just love that. But however, I do believe that there's some of you listening to this podcast that you're like, Kayla, I've tried to do that. I literally, you don't understand. I feel like I have been let down too many times to be grateful. What do I have to be grateful for? I'm just so down on myself. I feel like nothing is going right. And I'm here for you too, sis. Like, I have been there where I'm just like, nobody gets it. Nobody understands. I just felt in my spirit that too many of you are afraid God will let you down. And that prevents you from being grateful. But let me tell you that Psalms 56 verse 8 says, you've kept track of all my wandering and my weeping. You have stored my many tears in your bottle. Not one will be lost. You care about every time I've cried, for it is all recorded in your book of remembrance. Verse 4 of Psalms 56 says, with God on my side, I will not be afraid of what comes. The roaring praises of God will fill my heart, and I will always triumph and trust his promises. There's your answer, sis. The roaring praises of my God will fill my heart. So in the midst of your disappointment, don't let self-pity overtake you and bitterness fester in your heart. Let the roaring praises of God fill you and just say, God, I thank you that even though I'm not getting what I wanted, I'm going to trust that your ways are better than my ways. And I'm not going to let this letdown deter me and pull me away from you, but I'm going to cling on to you harder, Lord, because it says in your word how much you love me, that you've seen all the tears that I cried, that not one would be lost, and you care about me. And everything that I felt, everything that I've done is recorded in your book of remembrance. You guys, everything that you hold dear to your heart, God does as well. And maybe you don't understand why this thing that you've wanted did not come to pass, or maybe you feel like you've been waiting, just in the waiting process for so long, but I want to encourage you that God sees your diligence, God sees your heart, but he requires something of us as well. We need to praise him, we need to continually live in his splendor shadow, and we need to show our devotion to him. We can't demand things from him and expect that God's going to give it just because. No, like, We understand that God's love is unconditional, but we have to play our part. We have to show our faithfulness and our devotion to Him. He will do His part, but we need to do ours. And too many people in this generation are used to give me, give me, give me. Well, you know what, you guys? This is a wake-up call for somebody right now. Stop whining and start praising. Stop doubting and stop and start having faithfulness and start having devotion and stop being lazy and stop questioning and lean on to Jesus. Lean on to who He is in your life. Oh my gosh, too many of you have been leaning onto your feelings. Too many of you have been leaning onto your doubt and been leaning onto friends that have no knowledge of the Word of God. And you have been in this tunnel of doubt. You have been in this tunnel of self-pity. But Jesus says, I want you back. I want you to live in my splendor shadow forever. I want you to devote every day to me, says the Lord. I want you to devote every day to me, even if it requires you to get out of bed in the morning, to wake up 10 minutes earlier and pray to me and cry out to me and say, God, I need you more than anything. Nothing else that I tried worked for me. I need you. I need you to intervene. I want to fall more in love with you. God, I can't do it on my own. I need your strength. That's for somebody right now. And if you're listening to this podcast, I encourage you, pause the episode right now and cry out to God and say, Lord, I need you. I need you. I can't do it without you. I need your grace. I need your love. I need your forgiveness. I give every let down to you and I lay it at your feet in Jesus' name. And watch God grow in your heart, continue to move in your heart. But you have to surrender and you have to nail that self-pity at the cross. Give it to God. And that is the word of the day. I'm sorry you hear coughing in the background. One of my family members is getting over being sick. So if you heard that, that's why. But yeah. All right, you guys. I know that was a different word than usual. More of a, if I hear me getting a little assertive, that's just the Spirit of the Lord taking over. But that is the word today. All right, you guys. Reminder, go back and read Psalm 61 verses 4 and 8 and Psalm 56 verse 4 and 8. Oh, wow. A lot of 4s and 8s. Anyways, you guys, that is the end of this podcast episode. Have a blessed week. Know that you are always loved and I will be praying for you. Till next time. Bye.